From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting that the United States pushed China during high-level security talks on Wednesday to step up diplomatic and economic pressure to rein in the Kim Jong-un regime in North Korea. North Korea did top the agenda at the talks on Wednesday after a U.S. student who had been imprisoned by the communist country died this week after being returned to his family, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson.
The most acute threat in the region today is posed by the DPRK. We both call for complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
Tillerson also mentioned that the United States' position on the South China Sea has not changed. Afghanistan's Taliban released a new video on Wednesday showing two professors urging U.S. President Donald Trump to negotiate for their freedom. Australian Timothy Weeks appeared hoping to be reunited with his family and friends.
I pray that this happens shortly and that the Taliban soldiers may be returned home to their family for Eid, and that I may be able to go home to my family.
Neither the Afghan government nor the United States has responded to the video. Russian officials reacted to new sanctions unveiled by the United States by canceling upcoming talks between Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov and Undersecretary of State Thomas Shannon. Ryabkov said that the situation is not conducive to holding a round of talks. The U.S. State Department expressed regret at the cancellation of Friday's talks. The White House had been considering possible meeting between President Trump and President Vladimir Putin on the sidelines of a G20 meeting. This is VOA. Acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe testified before a House Appropriations Subcommittee holding a hearing on the Federal Bureau of Investigation's budget. He was asked if the special counsel appointed by the FBI has all the resources and personnel it needs to carry out its investigation. McCabe said all resources had been assigned and also added,
"The FBI continues to maintain responsibility for counterintelligence issues writ large against all of our foreign adversaries and certainly including our Russian adversaries. So we still do work in the Russia counterintelligence space, but we're careful to leave what is the special counsel's to the special counsel."
McCabe also was questioned if he was asked for a loyalty pledge by President Trump. He declined to answer that question during the hearing, but said that the only oath he has taken is to protect and defend the U.S. Constitution. Saudi Arabia's King Salman has promoted his 31-year-old son, Mohammed bin Salman, to crown prince, making him the next in line to the throne while also serving as defense minister and overseeing an effort to overhaul the country's economy. Hilal Kashan at the American University of Beirut calls this a, quote, palace coup, stressing that it marks not just the continuation of the status quo, but an escalation in Saudi regional policies.
Saudi Arabia is facing a very tough regional situation, and the crisis with Qatar is very demanding and very difficult, and it is not easy to win.
The former crown prince and nephew of King Salman, Mohammed bin Nayef, was relieved of all positions, including the role of interior minister. A police officer was stabbed in the neck at a Flint, Michigan airport by a man with a knife Wednesday. FBI special agent in charge, David Gelios, said they are investigating the attack as a terrorist incident.
"We're going to investigate it as a terrorist act. I can tell you, based on the information we have presently, we don't believe that anyone was involved with this individual."
Gilio said the FBI believes this was not part of a wider plot and is securing warrants to examine the suspect's vehicle and electronic equipment. Airport Police Lieutenant Jeff Neville, the officer that was hurt during the attack, is reported to be in stable condition. The UN Health Agency and some major partners have agreed to send 1 million doses of cholera vaccine to Yemen to help staunch a spiraling and increasingly deadly outbreak in the impoverished country, which is already facing war and the risk of famine. Such a shipment would be the amount of about half of the usual world stockpile. The WHO says in just over 2 months, the cholera outbreak has taken over 1,100 lives. I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.